Lots of money out there looking for a place to park. Lots of very safe-looking investments everywhere you look with steady, if boring, returns. That's the situation for China, with a fast-growing economy, lots of cash to invest. Where to put it? China holds more than $1.17 trillion worth of U.S. Treasury notes, which pay a modest, boring return and are secure. When you have as many options as China does, though, maybe you need to live a little more dangerously. The Wanda Group, a diversified Chinese company with holdings in real estate, manufacturing, karaoke clubs, I said diversified, has agreed to acquire AMC Entertainment here in the U.S. and its 5,000 movie screens across North America.
War has started.
And we are hopelessly outgunned.
Is nothing we were ever trained for.
The Wanda AMC deal is valued at $2.6 billion. It's Wanda's first investment outside China and the largest investment to date by a Chinese company in the American film industry. But with the Avengers, you heard there, raking in more than $1 billion worldwide in just a month, the AMC purchase could be a bargain with lots of upside return potential. And maybe it's unrelated to this other story that caught our eye yesterday, but is the U.S. Treasury feeling a little competition lately? Quietly, the U.S. Treasury has allowed China to buy U.S. bonds directly, what's being described as the first ever direct relationship with a foreign government. It's almost as though the Treasury has installed a money printer in Beijing. Okay, maybe that's something Ron Paul would say. But what is going on here? Phil Levy joins us. Phil teaches international economics at the Columbia School of International and Public Affairs. Phil, welcome to the program.
Hello, good to be with you.
So, Phil, are business deals like the AMC theater chain more attractive than Treasury bills these days for Chinese investors? Is the Treasury concerned and setting up things even more cozily with the Chinese, or am I just being alarmist here, Phil?
No, well, I think you're right that I think the way you framed this, that the Chinese have a lot of money and they're trying to figure out something sensible to do with it, that is their problem. The only thing I would add to what you said is that from a Chinese perspective, it's not clear that treasuries look so safe because they're buying these in dollars. If their currency appreciates, they take a loss. So that small positive return that the rest of us see on treasuries can look like a negative return to them. So that prompts them to get a little more adventurous. And so, that's what we're seeing here, I think.
So it's not a matter of wanting to live more dangerously. It's dangerous where they are now, overcommitted to treasuries.
That's exactly right.
So what other deals do you see? I mean, I remember in the 1980s, the Japanese, who were in a similar sort of cash-rich situation, bought buildings in Manhattan, bought, I believe, the Pebble Beach Golf Course, if I'm not mistaken, things
like
that.
Rockefeller Center, Pebble Beach. Well, and one of the things we've seen there is things that have a certain brand cachet. That they're recognizable from the outside. These aren't necessarily the hidden deals that no one's ever heard of but promise a good rate of return. Which can be another way of making dangerous investments because sometimes you pay a lot for those brands and it's not obvious that these are great money-making opportunities. I think what happened with the Chinese, their initial instinct was go out and get natural resources because it's something that they really need and that's scarce for them. Some of that hit some political opposition. There was an attempt to purchase at least a division of a U.S. oil company, Unocal, some time back. And that raised a very big political stir. So I think they're trying to strike a balance. What's a good investment? What looks really appealing to them? And what's going to sort of pass political review here in the U.S.?
From an American citizen perspective, should they look at this interest in U.S. investments and put the natural resources issue aside because it's automatically a kind of nationalistic flashpoint? Should Americans look at this as a sign of the health of the U.S. economy and a good thing and, in a sense, a job grower if Chinese investors actually grow some of these businesses? Or does the nationalistic, they're buying our country, qualities of this U.S.-China debate get conflated and distort things?
Well, I'm sure there will be concerns along those lines, but as a general rule, yes, I think this is very good for the United States. The reports of this particular investment in the AMC chain talk about this Wanda Group investing a fair bit of additional money in terms of upgrading the theaters. And so it's a vote of confidence in the United States and money that can lead to jobs and expansion.
In general, is the retail sector of the U.S. economy an attractive buy for Chinese investors? Would it be the service sector that would suddenly get bought up in big subsidiaries, or would we see more traditional manufacturing?
I think the traditional manufacturing would be relatively unlikely because that's what they have tended to do quite well in back in China. Although, you know, some of this does have to do with sort of brands and trying to establish oneself globally. It's not entirely clear to me that these decisions are being made the way sort of a dispassionate economic analyst would make them, as opposed to somebody who is looking to make a global splash or sort of gain prestige, which makes it a little bit harder to predict what the next steps would be.
All right, so trying to evaluate the AMC deal in some broad context is difficult because it may just be a short term, we're going to get in and get out in the same way that General Electric or a U.S. conglomerate might get into a business, a hedge fund would get into a business and then get out. How much of this is that sort of short-term investment approach, and how much of this is a kind of global consolidation where we're going to see, you know, Chinese-owned banks that may have U.S. subsidiaries that in 10, 15 years – there aren't going to be the sort of national identities of so many of these companies that we think, even when their brick and mortar is here in the United States.
Well, I don't think that they're planning to flit in and out, because it's hard to do that with a big takeover like this, where you're talking about pumping in money and running things. So I think they are trying to expand. You gave the figure at the open of just over $1 trillion of dollar holdings that the Chinese have, but they have something like $3 trillion in foreign exchange reserves if you look sort of more broadly, and that has prompted them to have this go-out strategy and try to sort of link up with the rest of the world. So I think it's more of a long-term thing. I think we will see more of it. It'll be a challenge for them, though, because that puts them in the position of trying to psych out American consumers and figure out what we want.
Well, on that subject, Phil, do you go to the movies?
I do go to the movies.
I'm sick of popcorn. Do you think wontons have a play here? Crispy?
That's a good idea.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe a little
some
less
noodles.
Greasy.
Egg rolls?
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Phil Levy teaches international economics at the Columbia School of International and Public Affairs, commenting on the Wanda Group's decision to buy AMC Entertainment and its 5,000 movie screens across North America. Thanks, Phil.
It's a pleasure.